Dear Heavenly Father, we gather today in unity of heart, mind, and spirit. Lord, we come before you to worship and praise you. We come before you to seek encouragement in your truth. And we come before you to ask you, Father, for protection over this pandemic that is facing our world. And we come before you, Lord, to ask for your name to be glorified through this and for you to bring people to you through this, Lord. May your name be glorified in all of this. In Jesus' name, amen. Hungry, I come to you, for I know you satisfy. I am empty, but I know your love does not run dry. So I'll wait for you. So we wait for you. I'm falling on my knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for. We're falling on our knees, offering all of me. Jesus, you're all this heart is living for.
Help us know you.
Help us know you are near. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift up in their hands, they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, you will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life, and I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Lord, you are so good. We receive Psalm 91 for our lives, Lord. Protect your children, Father. Protect this earth. And we just ask that your name be glorified in this. Father, as we continue to praise and worship in spirit and in truth, may you transform our lives and our hearts. Amen. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I am desperate before you, and
above all kingdoms, above all things. above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of this earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, laid behind a stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above. Rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all.
Psalm 29:11. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Amen. Psalm 34:17-19. The Lord is our strength. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Amen. Psalm 62:5-8. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will not be shaken. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge.
For we trust in our God, and through his unfailing love, we will not be shaken. We will not be shaken. We will not be shaken.
Declare that with me.
For we trust in our God, and through his unfailing love, we will not be shaken. We will not be shaken. We will not be shaken.
We sing because his faithfulness is great. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you,
John 16, 32 and 33. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. And Romans 15, 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I know knows only how to triumph, and my God will never fail. No, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord.
The last verse that we're going to finish with is Matthew 6, 26 through 34. Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I'm yours. God, I'm on my knees again. God, I'm begging, please again. I need you. Oh, I need you. Walking down this desert road, waterfall, my thirsty soul. I need you. Oh, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water on my skin. And I don't wanna abuse your grace, but God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever makes me really want to change. And I don't want to abuse your grace, but God, I need it every day. It's the only thing that ever makes me really want to change. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips, like the sound of a symphony to my ears, like holy water on my skin. Then sings my soul. Then sings my soul. How great your love is. How great your love is. Then sings my soul. Then sings my soul. How great your love is. How great your love is. Then sings my soul. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great, how great is our God. 'Cause he's the name above all names, and he is worthy of our praise. heart.